This is the third Sunday now that we are into our annual pledge drive, and so we have, as we call it, a pledge drive moment to hear from the persons who are chairing up that effort, Kate Mister and Dave Hudson. Kate, you're on. Dave's up first. All right, he sure is.
As Steve already said, he really covered it. That's it. No, I'm just kidding. First of all, for all of you who've already gotten your pledge in, we want to thank you. We are now a third of the way to our goal. That tells me two things. We're off to a great start. And there's some procrastinators among us. I'm just going to say I'm normally one of those people. If I weren't the pledge chair, I'd be sitting out there going, right, the pledge thing. Yeah, it's on my bureau at home. I'm going to get right on that. So I'm here to remind you, get right on that. That's all I'm saying. And I have one more note of business for the whole process. Our raffle will be in coffee hour, which is through those doors in there, for anyone who's already pledged. And our raffle prize this week is the New Yorker's big book of cartoons. Joy, cleverness, a little bit of silliness, and some New York snobbery. But, you know, whatever. All of that mixed into this very fun-filled book. So I hope you'll join us in coffee hour. For those of you who've got your pledge in, we'll hook you up. And I'm going to turn things over to Kate. Thank you.
Okay. So Steve already called attention to the fact that this is our third Sunday of the pledge drive for this year. It started on the 12th. And I apologize for any repetition, but there are some who haven't been here for all that time. So Dave and I are committed to leading the stewardship committee for 3 years. And we've decided on a theme that dovetails, we think, nicely with our ministerial transition. With our long-term minister, Steve, leaving us, we are gathering in many ways over many months to review who we are presently as a congregation and in our community, and to consider what we'd like to become moving forward as we benefit from a transitional minister followed by a long-term seated minister. Our three-year theme, then, is looking back this year, looking forward next year, and then nuts and bolts of how we do it, or something like that. But here's my disclaimer. We are Unitarian Universalists, and that theme is subject to change. But this year's is looking back. Last week we had the benefit of Bob Sampson. Where are you, Bob? Way back there. Talking about some important people in the life and health of our church, and we've already mentioned it was quite coincidental with the death of the Stevens, a member of the Stevens family, and they were quite instrumental in our church, as was Anna Stearns. It's Anna Stearns who left the congregation an endowment when she passed away, which has sustained us significantly, to varying degrees, for decades now. So our hope is to honor, thank, and yes, even praise these people who went before and thought about us when they didn't even know who we are, who we would be occupying these pews. And Steve has a sermon plan, so I won't take much time. It's undoubtedly a good one. But me being me, I have to give you a little vignette along with something visual. The pin I'm wearing is a simple one. It's made of buttons, green, gold, pearly white, of different sizes and styles. Cheesy, cheap, gauche, maybe. But when I wear it, I think of a wonderful woman and a great friend who made it. Her husband had died recently in a motorcycle accident, and she was devastated. She'd had an abusive husband before that, so this was the love of her life taken from her prematurely. So she told me when she gave me the pin that she made these for therapy. She said it was all she could manage to do for a long time while she was grieving her loss. I loved her, so I love the pin. It is something from the past that bears meaning, carries weight, contains love, and I wear it remembering and cherishing that love. In the same way, we can give to one another and to this congregation. It can be a simple gift. Sounds like a good name for a coffee house. Or a grand one, like a multi-$1,000 endowment. But whatever you give, give it with love, and it will be remembered with love by the recipient, as well as the friends, families, acquaintances, and even strangers who walk through the doors for decades to come.
Dave, Kate, thank you. Thank you so much for that. I was joining them and encouraging you to help keep our help keep the pledge drive going. We're moving along, and we need to bring it to a successful completion over the next several weeks.